All right, next up, we got Ever Knievel.
So you tell me that we cannot be anything anymore, but we can still be friends. Semi-precious to you, well, I guess it'll do. It still feels like an end. And you drag me around to all of the bars you like. Drag me around for a dip in the pool, yeah. And you drag me around as if nothing had changed at all. Drag me around like some kind of fool, yeah. So how could you have known that I did not grow you like I let you think?
You know what's interesting? This is the lowest ranked song of the contest that was not eliminated, which struck me as weird because this is one of my absolute favorite songs this round. I thought the synths were super effective. Like, I really dug that sound. It was kind of like it was almost like disco soul or something. It was great. I really liked it. And like the melody. Like, melodies were right on, like, in the right way in the verse melody. I liked it. I liked the singing, even though at times, like, you could hear some auto-tune artifacts that I didn't really like. But still, I loved the melodies. And the lyrics were also interesting. Like, there's that line about holes and veins being, like, secrets in Morse code, which, like, I thought was super cool. And I was like, what? What did he just say? And, the vibe of this song worked for me, and it just made me feel good listening to this multiple times. Like, some of the instrumental pieces in this, I thought were, like, just got me feeling kind of good. Like, I like this song a lot.
Yeah. When it first started up, I thought the voice sounds a little like Glenn Raphael from Spin Tunes.
Oh, yeah.
And, and I thought, well, okay, this is a pleasant, upbeat song, which is really good, which there wasn't a lot of in this this round. And I love this melody, just like you did. I just love
awesome.
This melody.
I'm glad.
Yeah. The lyrics are a little dark. There's a lot about sort of addiction, and it casts a pall a bit. But I think this is, all in all, one of my very favorite songs of this round. I don't know how it got such a bad scores from three judges and almost got eliminated. You know, I just don't get it because it's just so, you know, it's just so hoppy and poppy, and you just want to sing along. It's just the lyrics, the cadence, and just the delivery is just fantastic. I love this song.
Oh, wow. That's great. So if we were judging, this one would be near the top.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We would be the two judges who kept it in the
in the top
kept
half.
It into the next round.
Yeah.
So I don't. Again, I'm amazed at this is one of those that had a huge disparity. Two judges liked it a lot. Three judges hated it.
Yeah.
And there's a few of those that kept them either, you know, got people eliminated or got them close to the bottom when maybe they shouldn't have, or kept them in the show when maybe they shouldn't have. And we'll go over some of those later in the alphabet.
Yep.